In this week's parasha, we have the Klei HaMishkan.
The Klei HaMishkan.
And the first one of the Klei HaMishkan that we learn about is the Aron. And the pasuk says regarding the Aron, V'tabos ha'aron yu'abadim lo yasur mimenim. That each one of the Klei HaMikdash, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, they had tabaos, they had rings on the sides of them. And in the rings you would put badim, which are the poles, and you would use them to carry the Klei HaMishkan from one place to the other during their travels in the Midbar. So on the Aron, they also had tabaos, there was also rings, and there were also poles that you put through the rings. And there's a special din by the Badei HaAron, lo yasuru mimenu, and Rashi says lo olam, that you put the poles in, and you're never allowed to take the poles out. By all the other kalim, you put the poles in when you're traveling, you use them to carry. When you come to a new place, you take out the poles, you put them away. Makes sense. When it comes to the Aron, you put the poles in, you carry it around, you come to the place where you are, and you leave the poles there. You're not allowed to take out the poles. Lo yasuru mimenu lo olam. And the question is why? What's the difference between the Aron, on the one hand, and the Shulchan, or the Mizbech, and everything else? Why is it that the Badei HaAron, there's an Isser? Right? So the Gemara says, Rechayv Makos, if you would take out the Badei HaAron. It's Isser. Why is that? What's so special about the Badei HaAron? So the Meshech Chachma says, Gishmak Epshat. The Torah clearly represents, the Aron clearly represents Torah, and the Meshech Chachma says, Gishmak Epshat. He says three pshatim. I don't talk about just the third. He says like this. He says that the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah of hadlaka samenorah not only at nighttime, but also during the daytime. Why is there a mitzvah to light the menorah also in the daytime? So he says the following. He says, just like in the daytime, I don't need the light of the menorah, but the Torah gave me a mitzvah to light it anyway. So too at nighttime. Even when I light the menorah at nighttime, I'm not lighting it for the sake of the light. The chila ora hutzarech? Do I need the light? No, I'm not lighting it for the light. I'm lighting it for the mitzvah. Just like in the daytime, we light the menorah, and it's clearly not for the light. It's only for the mitzvah. So too at nighttime, when I light the menorah, it's not for the light. It's also only for the mitzvah. So says the Meshech Chachman, the same is true by the Badei HaAron. There's a Gemara says in Sota, on Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara says in Sota, that the Aron was nosei es nosaf. The Aron would carry those who carried it. Right? You would have the Aron, the Badei HaAron. The guys would pick up the poles. It looks like they're carrying the Aron. This big heavy piece. It's got gold and then wood and then gold. And has the kaporis on top with the kruvim. And it's all out of solid gold. Very, very heavy. Aron, with the luchos inside. The luchos and the shifrei luchos. And maybe some other things also. So you pick it up, it looks like this massive piece of equipment, very heavy. But the Gemara says in Sota, no, it wasn't heavy at all, it was like a feather, it didn't feel like anything. Not only didn't it feel like anything, but the Aron was no say es nosa. The Aron actually carried those who carried it. When you carried the Aron, you would like fly around. It looked like you were walking, but you weren't even walking, the Aron was carrying you. That's what the Gemara says in Sota. So says the Meshech Chachma, why is it you always have to leave the Badei HaAron on the Aron? It's to teach us that just like these poles on the Aron are not doing anything when the Aron is sitting here stationary, so also when the Aron is being carried around, you just know that the poles are not really being used to carry the Aron. Because actually the exact opposite is what's happening. The Aron is what's carrying the people. The Aron is no say, it's no self. So Rabosai, this is exactly Torah U'mitzvot. This is exactly a life of Torah U'mitzvot. When you're on the outside looking in, when you're somebody who's seeing the people carry the Aron, what do you see? It looks so big and so heavy, so cumbersome. What a burden. These guys must be so powerful that they could carry the Aron. But it's exactly the opposite. The Aron is carrying them. A life of Torah mitzvahs, people look at you. Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras Mishpacha, Minyanim, Brachos, Tfilin, Tzitzis. How you put on your shoes? It's such a burden. How do you manage such a thing? It's so cumbersome. How could you do it? But they don't get it. They don't get it. They're the outside looking in. Don't you see? The Aron is no say, it's no sub. Not only don't you carry the Aron carries you. Not only is Torah Mitzvah not a burden, it's what carries you through everything in life. Torah mitzvahs is what infuses everything we do with meaning. Torah and mitzvahs is what gives us all the geschmack in our lives. Torah and mitzvahs gets you through those hard parts of life, the challenges in life. Right, Rav Soloveitchik lost three very close family members. I don't remember, one was his wife and two other family members, a mother and sister, all in 1 year. All in 1 year. He said he would have sunk into total depression if not for the Torah that carried him through it. Right, the song... It's a pasuk, really, but we know it from the song. Lulei toroscha sha'ashuai azavadeti ba'anyi. You know that song? Oh, it's a beautiful song. Not for now. Lulei toroscha sha'ashuai, if not for the Torah, which is my pleasure and my delight, I would be lost in my sadness. The Torah is what carries us through everything in life. The Gemara tells a story about Rav Sheshes. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Samaches, Rav Sheshes used to chazer over all his learning every 30 days. And at the end of the 30 days, he would go and he'd stand in the doorway and he would call out, Chadi nafshai, Chadi nafshai. I'm so happy, my soul, myself, I rejoice. Because I chazered all my learning. So the Ben Yoyada in his parish, on the Agadata, he asks, why did he stand in the doorway and celebrate his chazara? What's the doorway? So he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, Hadeles tiso valtzira va'atzel al mitasa. That a door, it swerves, it swings on the hinges, and a lazy man swings in his bed. The door turns on the hinge, and the lazy guy turns over in bed. So, the Ben Yoyada says a geshmaka thing. What does it mean, the door turns on the hinges? So, if you ever have a door, you look at a door. So, a door, you take it off the hinges. Some doors can be very, very heavy. Very heavy. You won't even be able to pick it up by yourself. Sometimes you need two people to pick up these heavy doors. You put the door on hinges, and then a little kid can just push it open. All the weight is gone. So he says, the Ben Yoyada says, Pshat and Rav Sheshes, he would stand in the doorway, and he would say, sometimes it looks like a door. People look on Torah, it's so heavy and burdensome and cumbersome. But as long as you have the hinges are the lathe and the moach, if you're dedicated and devoted intellectually and emotionally to the Torah, with the lev and the moach, so the Torah chas v'shalom is not a burden at all. It's light as the door on hinges. You just push it right open. It's not a burden. The ara is no say, it's no sub. The Torah is what's carrying us. It's not hard for me. It's not difficult for me. It's geshmak. I love it. It's what gives me a reason to wake up in the morning. It's what gives me a reason to do everything that I do. There's a Rambam. Is there a Rambam here? There's a Rambam in maybe a Rambam Hilchos Tshuva in the first volume. There's a Rambam Hilchos Tshuva describes Ahavas Hashem. The Rambam describes Ahavas Hashem at the end of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam describes Ahavas Hashem, and he says, "What ketzad he ha'ahava ru'uya, something like that. What is the appropriate love that a person is supposed to have for Hashem?" Oh, shkoyach, toda rabah, excellent. So he says like this. He says, where is it? Ketzad hi ha'ahava ha'ru'uya. What is the appropriate love a person has to have for Hashem? Hu sheyehav es Hashem ahava gedola yesera rabba aza ad me'od. To love Hashem with a great love, a powerful love, overwhelming love. Atchitei nafsho kshura ba'avas Hashem v'nimtza shoge batamid. To the point where your whole soul is bound up in Avas Hashem, and it's all you can think about. Shoge batamid. Ki'ilu choli ha'ahava. She'en daitam pnuya me'ahavas osa ha'isha. It's like a person who's lovesick. Like when he's thinking about this woman that he's infatuated, madly in love with her. Shoge batamid. All he can do is think about the girl. Bein b'shifto, bein b'kumo. Whether he's sitting down or getting up, bein b'sha'ashu ochel v'shosei, he's eating and drinking. All he can do is think about the girl. Even though he's at work, he's thinking about the girl. Even though he's in school, he's thinking about the girl. Even though he's at a meal, he's thinking about the girl. Even though he's walking home, even though he's waking up, even though he's going to sleep, even though he's doing all the other, all he can do is think about the girl. Yes, sir, mizet ye avas Hashem b'levoava. More than that has to be avas Hashem in the hearts of those who love him. So they ask Akasha. How could it be more than that? We just described an all-encompassing love. I think about the girl at every second of every day. The smiling guys know what I'm talking about. All I could do is think about her. So how could it be Yeser Mizetia Avas Hashem Belei Vovav? Avas Hashem is to be more than that. What more is there? What more is there? So Rabosai, I saw an answer once in the Sefer, a very beautiful answer. I'll tell you what more there is. Avas Hashem, Avas Osa Isha, is that even though I'm waking up, I'm thinking about the girl. Even though I'm at school, I'm thinking about the girl. Even though I'm at work, I'm thinking about the girl. Even though I'm involved in other things, I'm still thinking about her. Yeser Mizetia Avas Hashem Belev Olavav. It's not even though. It's not even though. It's not even though I'm eating, I'm thinking about Hashem. It's not even though I'm at work, I'm thinking about Hashem. It's not even though I'm at school, I'm thinking about Hashem. It's not even though. It's because. It's that everything I do is because of my Avas Hashem. My Avas Hashem is part and parcel of every little nook and cranny of my life. There's nothing empty of my Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem penetrates every tiny area and it gives it life. It breathes life into me in every little thing. And it's not despite. I don't eat despite my Avas Hashem. I don't work despite my Avas Hashem. My Avas Hashem is what sends me to work every day. My Avas Hashem is why I eat. My Avas Hashem is why I sleep. That's what the Rambam wants from us. That Avas Hashem is a totally consuming fire that occupies every area of my life. There's a Gishmaka Shita Mikubetzes in Bava Kama. This is a treasure. The Gemara says in Bava Kama later on Daf Mem Aleph, Shimon HaAmsuni, and some say Nechemia HaAmsuni, Hayadoresh Kol Esin Shabbatorah. He made a drush on every time the Torah says the word S. S is Larabos something. S is coming to include something additional. So says the Gemara, Kevin Shigia Le'es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Piresh. Once he got to the pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, you have to fear Hashem. So he was Poresh. He separated. He said, these drushes are no good. I can't make the drushes anymore. What could I come to include? You have to fear Hashem. What could you have to fear like Hashem? There's nothing to include. So his Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, what about all the other drushes that you made? Es Hashem Elokecha Tira is in Dvarim. What about all the other drushes? So he said, Kishem Shekibati Schar Al Adrisha, Kacha Kabel Schar Al Aprisha. Just like I got Schar for making the drushes, so I'll get Schar for admitting that they're not true and not making them anymore. At Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, Torah Rabbi Akiva came along and made a drusha. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. The S is to include Talmidei Chachamim. A person has to have an Ema and a Yira from Talmidei Chachamim. So the Shita Mikubetzes quotes a number of Rishonim who ask a bomb kasha. How come he only stopped making the drushas when he got to the pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tira? There's an earlier pasuk that should have caused him to stop making the drushas. Earlier, the Torah says, "Ve'ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha." What did he add from that S? Why didn't that S cause him to make to stop making the drushas on S? So says the Shita Mikubetzes, name Rabbeinu Yeshaya. There's a drusha on the S of Ve'ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. What's the drusha? Ve'ahavta Es Avodas Hashem Elokecha. You have to love, not just love Hashem, we have to love Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is Gishmak. I love Avodas Hashem. I love Avodas Hashem. It's not a burden, Chas V'Shalom. The Aron is Noseh is Nosav. It's the exact opposite of a burden. It's what carries me through everything. Not only do I love Hashem, I have to love Avodas Hashem. Shabbos and Kashrus and Tefillah and Brachos and Tzitzis and Tefillin and all the things. That's what gives me my energy. That's what gives me my life. I love those things. How much do you love them? So I'll tell you. It might go a minute or two over, but I'll tell you. I heard this part of it I heard from Rav Yaakov Shapira, who's the Rosh Yeshiva of America's Arav. He said Gishmak Avort. He said, the Torah we find is referred to as an inheritance to Bnei Yisrael. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Morasha Kihilas Yaakov. Right, the Pasuk says in Parshas Maaseh, all the travelings of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, the Torah says, Mimatana Nachliel. That Bnei Yisrael went from a place called Matana to a place called Nachliel. what's matanas? Like Marmik Sidrashik Mar and Irvin, that if you make yourself like a midbar, that everybody can step on you, you're very humble, so the Torah is giving to you as a matana. And once the Torah is giving to you matana, so then you reach the level of Nachli El, Shenechalo Kel. Hashem is like bequeathed the Torah to you. The Torah is referred to as a Nachla, a Morasha. What's so special about a Nachla and a Morasha? So there's a story in Sefer Melachim, which I mentioned last night in Shalavim to the girls, and they all knew the story. And I think it's fair to assume that none of people here know the story. So there's a story in Sefer Melachim about Achav and his wife. Anybody know Achav's wife? Izevel. Oh, wow, very good. Okay, I was wrong. Baruch Hashem. And Achav desired a vineyard that belonged to his neighbor. Who is his neighbor? Starts with a nun. Who is Achav's neighbor? Who? Navos. Navos. So he wanted Navos's field. And the girls all knew it, by the way. He wanted Navos's vineyard, and he offered him way more money than it was worth, and he refused to sell it, and then Izevel gets involved, and she tries to get it from him, he refused to sell it, and eventually they end up having him killed, and they take the field anyway. You're messing with the king and the queen, so you know it's not going to end well for you. Why don't you just sell the field? They're offering you more than it's worth. What did he tell them? Vayomer Navos el Achav. You know what Navos said to Achav? Why I'm not going to give you the field? Chalila li mehashem. God forbid I'll ever give you my field. Mititi es nachalas avosai loch. This is my nachla. This is nachlas avosai. This is my inheritance. You don't know what this field is? This is not just a field. This field was my father's field. And it was his father's field. And his father's field. This field runs through my veins. It's in my blood, this field. I can't. This is my nachla. Right? When Rav Yaakov Shapir said this, he gave a very extreme muscle. He said, let's say you have a person who survived the Holocaust, and his parents were killed, and his siblings were killed, and he has nothing left from them other than a picture. One picture. That's all he has. And somebody comes to him and says, oh, I'm collecting Holocaust memorabilia, I'm making a museum. I'll give you $1,000 for the picture. He's like, $1,000 for the picture? Like, of course not. I'm not selling this picture. $10,000. I'll give you $10,000 for the picture. It's just a piece of paper. Just give me the picture. I would never part from this picture. He would never get it. This is all I have left from the family. This is my nachlas avos, nachlas avosai. This is all I have left. I'll never give it up for anything in the world. That's what the Torah is. Torahs are nachla, nachliel. Torahs are morasha. It's more precious than anything we have. Right? The pasuk says, we say, ki mitzion teitzei Torah, udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So, what's the double language? Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Dvar Hashem is the Torah. Tzion is Yerushalayim. The pasuk is telling me the exact same thing in different words. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. What's the pasuk doing? So both say, listen carefully. There's two dinim of Torah. There's one thing called Yediyas HaTorah. The word Torah means to instruct. Lashon Hora'a. Do this and don't do that. Eat this and don't eat that. It's a directive. This is what you do and this is what you don't do. Torah Hora'a. And that's what Tzion is. A Tzion is a demarcation. It tells you where to go and where not to go. Go here and don't go there. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah. Torah is a book of do's and don'ts. But that's not it. The do's and the don'ts are a means to an end. They're not ended in and of themselves. They're an end to get to the second part of the pasuk, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That Torah is meant to establish a relationship, create a relationship with Hashem. It's not just Torah, it's not just do's and don'ts. The do's and don'ts are the Dvar Hashem. And that Dvar Hashem is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the Lashon of Yerusha. I love this. This is the most important thing to me. I wouldn't give it up for anything. The Torah is Nosa is Nosa. So, Mirz Hashem, we should all be zocha to learn the lessons of the Badei Ha'aron Lo Yasuru Mimenu. They never leave to teach us that the Aron is Nosei Es Nosav. The Torah carries us through all areas of our life, and our commitment is as such that it's Bechina of Yerusha, Bechina of Nachla. V'haftas Avodas Hashem Elokecha. Have a great Shabbos.